Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically and mentally fit. How is everyone tonight? Is everyone getting ready for the holiday? We really hope you're eating low fat, good food, low in salt and sugar, and still trying to get that exercise in. Yes, this is Renee Wiggins, your host, talking about that we still have to exercise during the holiday time. We shouldn't take a vacation at all. Not at all. So tonight I am supposed to be having a guest. The person hasn't arrived here yet. I'm waiting for him, and hopefully in a few minutes after this commercial that the guest will come on. Oops, wrong little commercial.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and mentally. It's Rusty Hoax. He is the real deal with a big heart for God and people. He's authentic and fresh, and approach to spiritual and physical fitness comes from a lifetime of personal experience, struggles, victories, and seeking to become more Christ-fit every day. I'm just having a couple of technical difficulties with my phone, trying to get a hold of him. After years training clients in various roles, Rusty came to the realization that only Lord gave people the lifestyle change he knew they desperately needed. It was out of his desire to truly help people find the Lord and be healthy that Christ fit was birthed. Wow, how powerful. Rusty is a certified fitness trainer and certified fitness nutrition specialist through the International Sports Association. He has been involved in fitness training since 1998, and he himself completed everything from bodybuilding to triathlons. Ooh, when they get along there, go ahead, spell that. Well, as I mentioned before, I'm just having a little technical difficulties here. I'm trying to log in so I can get a hold of him, and as well as I think everything must be down today. But I just want to talk about being fit and being fit for Christ and being kingdom and building by building from the inside out. It's very important that we focus on our temple and that we need to nourish and protect and guide it in the right direction. So whatever that we drink, whatever we eat, whatever we do, we need to do it in the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because what a lot of people do, they tend to overeat, overindulge, and they go through a lot of what we call addictions or erotic behavior to their body, meaning they overeat, they eat to their full and then throw their food out. You know, they vomit and nausea, and that is not good for you at all. It ruins your esophagus, it ruins your intestines, and it also ruins your teeth. And the idea is we want to be healthy from the inside out so we can be strong and help other people besides ourselves. We're not on here just for ourselves, but we're here to help and guide and direct the other people that are around us. in this world today, we need to focus on helping our brothers and sisters. We're so busy in this world of focusing on self that we take so many selfies, so many pictures of ourselves, when we could be helping other people across the United States or even in your community. That is the best thing that we need to do. And we do that by making sure, oh, I think Rusty is here now. Let me just see. Hello, Rusty.
Well, hello, Renee. Have you been stalling for the last 5 or 6 minutes?
I've been stumbling and just talking. And then my phone wasn't working. And then it seemed like my computer's not working either. I don't know what is going on. My internet is not working, but at least the Chrome part is working. So I think whenever I have a Tuesday night being fabulously fit in God's kingdom, I either got lightning and thunder going on or some technical difficulties.
Well,
so
here
how
we
you
are.
Doing otherwise? Here we are. Go ahead.
No, ma'am, I'm doing fine. So let me not make you kill any more time. You get right to what you want to get to.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, because I just gave a little brief thing when I was trying to work all these technical difficulties out at the same time. Tell my listeners. Go ahead.
Well, gosh, I've been doing fitness since before the Dead Sea was even getting sick, and I got going on CrossFit about 3 years ago, and it was just at a really crazy time in my life, probably the poorest I've ever been and the most reliant upon the Lord. And one night I couldn't sleep and just had all kinds of stuff in my head. And I got up, it was about, 2 o'clock in the morning, and just spent the next several hours writing everything that was kind of hitting my brain. And turned out to be, what CrossFit is today. And essentially what I wrote down was just a whole lot of analogies. Having been a fitness trainer and had a fitness business in California, and a fitness director of a live-in fitness ranch here in Texas. And then I'd just done about everything you could do in fitness, I guess, but had just always seen clients continue to struggle. And through my own training, I kind of just had one of those epiphany moments, I suppose, and all these analogies that related to physical training really kind of started to make a lot of sense to me as far as our spiritual training. And, one of the clear examples that I often give is just in relation to diet. Most everybody would agree, it's very well known that the grazing principle when it comes to nutrition is the best, just eating small meals frequently throughout the day. And, you wouldn't think that it would be very wise to eat one physical meal in a week's time. A lot of folks eat once a day, but if I told you to eat one meal a week, you'd think I'm crazy. But that's exactly what many Christians will do spiritually. They'll get one spiritual meal a week, Sunday morning somewhere, or a Saturday night mass, what have you, and that's all they get. And so I try to apply the grazing principle to spiritual nutrition as well. And in the journal that I wrote, it's just that. It's a 31-day journal. It takes you a month to get through it, and you just got a short read, which is going to always use an analogy physically to also highlight our spiritual nutrition and spiritual exercise. And then the other page is for recording, for writing down your diet, your spiritual diet, as well as your physical diet, and your spiritual exercise and physical exercise. And the reason I use that journaling is just because that's also been one thing that's proven to be effective. Coaches, Olympic coaches, elite athletes, they journal. And it's just been proven time and time again that people that write down what they eat, they lose more weight and become healthier than somebody who's on a quote-unquote diet but doesn't write it down. And that's a proven statistic. So I apply that same principle to journaling spiritual nutrition as well as our spiritual exercise in the CrossFit journal.
Wow, I like what you said about why should they just eat once a week, and you compare that just going to church on Sunday and then going back to what they're doing on Monday through Saturday. So you tell them they need the spiritual fitness as well as the physical, and they need to do it constantly every day. I like that concept. So this is how you begin, I guess, your fusion of fitness, physical and spiritual fitness. I like that. I I have a book called Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom. It's a 40-day journey to wellness, and I, too, have like a scripture, devotional, and then lesson plan. But I was really, really drawn to you because you said the fusion of it, the merging together. So go in even more detail with, and you know you explained about the journal. So when somebody's coming to you through exercise, are you also talking about the Lord during exercise time, or it's just, you know, mainly physical, and then you tell them to do the spiritual on their own?
You know, I'm always finding ways to work it in, but a lot of times the workouts are pretty high intense, and so we're not sitting, you know, we're not going through scripture while we're working out. A lot of what I do is boot camp style, and it's going to be in a group environment. But I refer a lot. You know, somebody gets tired, and so, you know, I try to encourage, and we talk about the trials and tribulations and, you know, the things that when we persevere makes us stronger. So I'll try to encourage during the workout that way. But typically what I'll do is, you know, after the workout, it's about a 30-minute boot camp style. And by boot camp, I'm just talking about, you know, body weight exercises, burpees, push-ups, and line drills, and pretty much everything that you can duplicate on your own, whether you're at home or traveling in a hotel, whatever. Fitness is free, and it's not complicated. Just take discipline. Same way with salvation and walking with the Lord. It's really not complicated. It takes a lot of discipline, but it's free, and you just have to apply it. And so what I do at the boot camps, we'll do the workout, and then I'll use it. It's about a 15 to 20 minute message that I'll give on spiritual and physical fitness, and it comes out of the journal, and I just work through the journal. So each workout, I'm just on the next page, and you know, people are working through it on their own as well. And the whole thing really is built on three principles. It's just a very simple model, and we kind of just go over that every time we're together. And those three principles are, first of all, to eat a healthy spiritual and physical diet, and number two is to exercise spiritually and physically. And number three is to just do those two things consistently. If you live the right lifestyle, the results take care of themselves. And so, you know, when we talk about eating physically, you know, you can use that grazing principle and eat five or six times a day like you're supposed to. But if you're eating five or six times a day and it's Pop-Tarts for breakfast and a cheeseburger for lunch and a candy bar for your snack later and then pizza at dinner, well, it don't really matter how much you're grazing. If you're grazing on junk, then your body's going to look and feel like junk. And so we have to take that in consideration with our spiritual nutrition. You know, some of the stuff that we've got on TV or on the radio or just the influences around us, we've got to kind of consider that sometimes spiritual junk food. And I don't tell people they can't enjoy a pizza or a Coke or whatever now and then, but it's all about your lifestyle, most dominant characteristics. And so what I try to do is, you know, when I drive around, yes, it takes some discipline. And sure, it takes some sacrifice, and sure, you have to say no to some temptation, but, you know, I like talk radio, and there's just sometimes that, you know what, it might not necessarily be bad for me, but it's kind of like a Diet Coke. You know, somebody might drink a Diet Coke because they think it's better for them than Coke. If not, it's got no nutritional value at all. Instead of maybe listening to my talk radio while I'm driving, I pop in, you know, a podcast of one of my favorite pastors and get a little spiritual snack that way. I might have something playing on in the background, even when I'm not just listening intently. I'll still have something on in the background, whether it's worship music or, you know, pastor, some kind of teaching. I got little scripture cards that I kind of keep present. So always trying to have these healthy spiritual snacks, if you will, versus spiritual junk food. Same way I try to apply my physical training.
I like how you said that, the spiritual snacks. One person I had interviewed, Eat, Pray, and Live, and she talked about spiritual, but God's fast foods, and that was the banana and raisins and dry fruit to take when you go exercise. And then now you're talking about spiritual snacks. That is really good because we need to do that constantly to get it into our brain, get it into our body, get it into our blood. Make it, as you would say, the third principle, consistency is the key. So in your years of training people, you find people that come on, they stop, they go, they stop and go. How do you keep your clients motivated?
You know, honestly, you don't. You can encourage them, but they've got to want it for themselves. They truly do. And it's the same thing when you've got somebody that's trying to kick a bad habit, that's struggling with an addiction, that's struggling with an anger problem. You know, accountability is great. You can encourage them. You can pray with them. I do. But at the same time, there's a lot of personal responsibility, and nobody's going to make me walk with Jesus. Nobody's going to do it for me. I have got to have that relationship with him, because if I've got that, he's going to convict me when I'm getting out of line. And so if somebody is not being a good steward, and they eat too much, they eat too much sugar, whatever the case, and they're unhealthy because of it, well, you know, I got to trust the Lord that he's going to convict them on that. And then when they truly want to get some help, then you're absolutely there to encourage them and pray with them and inspire them. But I just try to get people to, again, do those three principles: eat a healthy spiritual and physical diet, exercise spiritually and physically, do them consistently. Because if you're doing those things consistently, you know God's going to be part of your life, and he's going to convict you where you need it. He's going to make you stronger where you need it. Because you can't not get stronger if you're in the Word, and if you're getting fed spiritually and doing it consistently throughout the day, you can't avoid but get spiritually stronger, just like you can't avoid getting physically stronger when you're working out a little bit every day. It's just going to happen. And when you're eating healthy throughout the day, every day, you're just going to lose fat. You're going to lose body fat. You're going to get healthier. So if you're doing the same thing spiritually, again, that lifestyle, it takes care of itself. So I try to encourage them and inspire them by doing that, but honestly, I can't do it for them. I gotta help them to see that picture and their need to let Jesus do it in it and through them, just like he does it in it and through everybody else, whether it be some other issue.
You're right, because we have to work from the inside out and concentrate. We don't live just by food alone, but we also live by the Word of God. And I mm-hmm. like that, because we help build a stronger temple, and this temple is not just for us, but it also houses the Holy Spirit, but it also helps us to help others, because we got to be mentally, physically, and spiritually fit to help serve other people. We're not here to serve ourselves, be selfie, so to speak. We got to help other people so we're strong. And so that's what I like when you said the fusion again of physical and spiritual fitness. For my listeners out here, Rusty got a Diamond Night program of 31 days, and I like your journaling, you said, because you're right. If you don't write things down, it's like not writing your goals down. It's good to have them in mm-hmm. your mind, but if you don't write them down, you're not going to follow through. And so that's what I like. And you follow what I call not that diet. You got to eat this. You got to do this. You got to do that, because we know people are not going to do it then. They're not going to be consistent.
Journaling, you know, people that journal do a lot better. And there's a place in the journal. You can write down your goals. There's a place where you can write notes and that kind of thing, but it's a great self-accountability tool, because when you're sitting there writing down what you're eating, and there's apps that you can do it too. It doesn't have to be out of my journal, obviously, you know, I believe in it, and it's got the 31 daily reads, which combine that, you know, like we keep talking about, the fusion of spiritual and physical fitness. But the whole concept of journaling, whether you're doing it with an app or you're doing it in my book or anybody else's, you might be going to sit down and cheat, and maybe you're going to eat that bowl of ice cream at 9 o'clock, and you get your journal out to write it down. But you know, when you're going to write it down, if you were going to eat three big scoops, well, you might decide just to eat a half of one or one scoop, you know, and change is progressive. It just a little bit at a time, but as you sit and write stuff down and you confront it that way, it's a really, really super self-accountability tool. And that's what makes it so effective when people are writing down what they eat versus being on a quote diet. Just writing it down and you have that accountability, you do a lot better than if you're just winging it. And if you're just on the problem with diets is that they're unsustainable. And that's one thing I hit on in the journal. It's kind of a litmus test, you know, is it sustainable? And a lot of the diets out there, the quote unquote diets, they're just not sustainable. And so people end up burning out. And I talk a lot about motivation versus inspiration. You can get motivated to start a diet. You can get motivated to start working out. But if you're not inspired, that motivation, you're not always going to be motivated to go work out. But when you're inspired, you take that I-N off the word inspiration. You take the I-O-N off the end of that word. You got spirit. And so when you're inspired in spirit, then, you know, even when you're not motivated to eat well, even when you're not motivated to get in your word, even when you're not motivated to hit the gym or go for your walk or whatever, you're going to do it anyway. That supersedes motivation. And that's what, you know, again, writing it down, physically writing it down plays a key part in that.
Wow, you preaching, Rusty. You preaching. I like how you put that in there. in spirit.
I'll get on my soapbox
like that.
I do. I'll start.
No,
it's
good. It's good. I like that. Inspire people. Come on, get motivated. No, get inspired. Because when you're inspired, you do more. You're right. Because motivation.
Think about it like
this. Term.
Think about it like this. You watch an athlete. You watch the Olympics, and you watch somebody getting ready to start a race, or they're going to do the pole vault or whatever. You're going to see them psyching themselves up. You're going to see them doing that chest thumping and pacing back and forth, and they're motivating themselves. You know what I mean? And so there's nothing wrong with motivation, but that motivation comes and goes. But the inspiration is what gets you out there to train in the rain, in the heat, in the cold, in the worst of circumstances. The inspiration is what will drive you to where you can finally even get into that moment where you need that motivation to pump you up to get you through that event. But that there, I guarantee that there's hardly anybody you can talk to, any elite athlete, that will tell you, oh, I'm motivated every time to go do whatever it is I do to train. The motivation is just sometimes not there. But the inspiration is, and that's what gets us through when we don't feel like it. And apply that spiritually too, you know? I mean, if you're not in the spirit, there's a lot of times that you're just going to not go through with something that you know you should, or you're going to give in to something you know you shouldn't. Just because you're not motivated. You don't have that necessarily, that spiritual high that you might get when you're sitting in church, or when you just first leave church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, drag around. And if you're not inspired to have that lifestyle, you can't rely on that motivation, because if it's not there, you're going to fail yourself.
You're talking about some powerful messages here that you're giving out tonight, Rusty, really, because a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot, I said most people, you're right, it's that short-term boom, and then they fail, they plateau out, that's it. And you're telling them, get inspired, get in the spirit, because when you are in the spirit, you just really just go for it, just go for it, just keep going for it, like the athlete. You're going to run until you become first place. Now, you were talking about the food, and I had given you a question to my food guide plate. You know, you got the protein, the meats and vegetables, and
right.
Then you got the dairy. So, you know, both was being a nutritionist and you the personal trainer, I tell people there's also like a spiritual plate, you know. I have it in my book, sort of the table on Jesus with the Last Supper. I have a Last Supper with you, the person, and then, you know, Judas is the junk food. Judas betrayed Jesus, so the junk food will betray you. It doesn't promote good physical and spiritual health. So getting back to your journaling, which is very good, begin to see the idea, not the idea, the need for it. Do you, as the trainer, say, okay, this is what you need on your plate? Do you have a spiritual plate for them, or are you still just doing the physical plate?
No, the spiritual plate, I talk a lot about it, and I believe that everybody needs to be in the Word of God, period. And a lot of folks that say, well, you know, I don't get it, or it's kind of boring to me. And you know what? It's just like when a kid was little and they didn't want to eat their peas and carrots. Do it anyway, and you'll learn to like it. You truly will. You truly will. And when you do have the Spirit and it starts to come alive, it does happen. And I understand that for some it takes a process, but reading the literal living Word of God is key. You got to be in the Word, period. Now, there is nothing wrong with spiritual supplementation. And so, you know, and there's what I call supplements, and you can kind of even categorize them as maybe snacks. There's a lot of good Christian books. My wife and I, we like to read together, and we've got our favorites. We just finished one from Chip Ingram, and we love Tony Evans, and people like that write spectacular books, and it's built from the Word, but it's not a substitute. There's a lot of supplements physically. You know, you can take all your aminos and your creatine and your protein powders and your vitamins, and there's some good staples, and your CoQ10s and glucosamines. I mean, all these supplements, but you cannot replace the fundamental nutrition of good, healthy protein, carbs, and fat. And so what I try to get across with the spiritual nutrition is get in your Word. And you don't have to make it a 5-course meal. If you can't sit down for an hour or two, that's fine, but get in the Word. And then have your other stuff throughout the day, you know, whether it's a podcast that you like to listen to, or on the AM radio, or, you know, all the preaching channels, or scripture cards or supplemental books from your favorite pastor, and get all that. You just can't neglect the word. I mean, bottom line, because that's the living word. That's the only living document we've got on the planet. That's God speaking to us, and I believe He can speak to us through people, and I know He speaks to me through some of the pastors that I hear. I just firmly believe you can't get around from your fundamentals and getting in that word, and everything else is gravy. It's icing on the cake. And then I think I've already halfway addressed it, but I was convicted. You know, I had nothing wrong with this show. There's this little show called Ghost Whisperer. I don't get a whole lot of TV channels where I live. I get this one channel, and it's got some pretty benign shows. And I just had it on. It played over and over and over again. And I got convicted because the Lord just like, hey, you know, you really hadn't had any kind of spiritual, since you read your word, you know, 4 hours ago, 5 hours ago, you hadn't had any spiritual snacks. And it's just like that metabolism physically. When you get used to eating every 2 or 3 hours, your body starts to growl and says, hey, dude, I'm hungry. You hadn't fed me in a while. Well, my spirit said, hey, man, you hadn't fed me in a while. And once that metabolism gets speeding up, you start to become more aware of that. And you're like, oh, you're right. I want some spiritual nutrition, not just the junk food. And I wasn't watching nothing bad, but it wasn't necessarily good for me either. Does that make sense? It didn't have any nutritional value spiritually. It was just basically like spiritual empty calories.
God, Rusty, you are deep. You are deep. You are preaching for my listeners out there. Do you hear that? Rusty is talking about spiritual snacks, spiritual supplementation, and doing on a daily thing, getting it just like the fruit of the spirit. You got to follow that. So therefore, you also have the fruit and vegetables that you need every day. He's talking about the physical water and also the spiritual water. Whoa, you really got it deep. I like that, how you put that. So what's next?
You probably wouldn't believe it if I told you I was from Arkansas, would you?
From where, you said?
I said, you probably wouldn't believe it if I told you I was from Arkansas, would you?
No.
See, God can use a clay pot. He can even use somebody from Arkansas to get his stuff done.
You are. What's next on the horizon? Any DVD, books, videos, what?
Well, the journal, we just published a couple of, maybe 3 months ago. So that's really where we're focusing. And we got the e-book. That just got done maybe a month ago. And, of course, I do all the local, my boot camps here in San Antonio. But what's on the horizon is we're going to start focusing on also doing some retreats. And, you know, probably just weekends and then hopefully eventually maybe week-long, 5 to 7 day retreats. And as I said, when I was kind of introducing myself, I worked on a ranch, and it was a ranch, a real, like a guest ranch. People come out and ride their horses, but we also had a fitness program, and they would just live on the ranch and do nothing but eat, breathe, and sleep fitness. And with my message, you know, it's pretty comprehensive, and so I think by doing retreats and people can come out and we can get in some exercise and some recreational exercise and have some bonding time, some quiet time, and then, you know, give me a full couple of days to kind of get through some of the material and really just kind of give everybody a good, healthy shot in the arm and a kickstart onto hopefully what then turns into a lifestyle. And we're always trying to figure out good ways to follow up. We try to keep in touch with folks on Facebook just because the last thing you need to see happen, and it's the same with just the church model in general. You know, people can get saved at church or at a conference or at a revival. But, you know, you got to have discipleship and you got to have that follow-up, because the last thing you want to see is for somebody to have the Lord come into their life and then there's nobody to follow up to walk with them through the growing pains of it and to help them get stronger. And so as these people kind of come to the Lord, and honestly, there's a lot of weak Christians that have been maybe saved for years and years and years, but they're still on mama's milk spiritually. And so it's a process that we grow together. So all we're trying to get creative on ways to keep in touch and follow up with people that are outside of our circle, you know, that's not right here in San Antonio to be able to help disciple and help people on that journey, even if it's just to give them that encouragement when they say, hey, look, I'm really struggling. I goofed up again. You know what? Repeat repentance and just draw a line in the sand and start doing the next right thing again. And if that's what it takes for, you know, the next 1,000 days, then that's what it takes. But you keep doing those three principles, and guarantee you, it's the only promise that I can make in the fitness industry, lots of people left and right, but I can promise you, you eat a healthy spiritual and physical diet and you exercise spiritually and physically, you do those two things consistently day in and day out, I promise you, you will become spiritually and physically fit, what I call Christ fit.
Right. We're about to run out of time, so give everybody your website there, please.
It's ChristFitFusion.com, www.ChristFit, like physically fit, and then the word fusion, ChristFitFusion.com. And it's got links to our blog and ChristFit Fusion, www.ChristFitFusion.com.
Wow.
And it's got all links to the blogs and Facebook, and love for people to holler and if they, you know, have more questions. And I'm not hard to get a hold of. My phone number, my cell phone number is on the website. People can call and get in touch. I don't mind doing coaching over the phone.
Okay, we're about to run out of time, but thank you so much. I'll put that up there, to, you know, the really the your website, and to get a hold of you for the rest of the questions. Rusty, I want to thank you so much. You really, really preached the word this evening, and you gave a lot of good, good advice and helpful tips. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Renee, very much for having me on. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care.
God bless you. Follow up with me sometime, okay?
We'll I will. Friday. Thank you so much. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.